Robo mind fuck. You can find other sexy subliminal hypnosis MP3s just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. This is a very special room, sex slave. Oh yes, you are my sex slave. Well, you soon will be. The room is all empty and white, with a big mirror on one wall. Yes, you know you are being observed, watched, recorded. Through a two-way mirror, you don't know who's on the other side and what kind of big control room. Go ahead, give a little wave, maybe a smile. Let us know you're happy to be here. You are happy to be here because you're already feeling aroused. And the room seems familiar, like you've been here before, but you don't really remember. The walls are white, smooth and white. Go ahead, touch them. Brush your hand over the clean, white surface. The walls look like hard plastic, but they feel like soft rubber. Padded walls, like a padded cell. Yes. Let me take your bathrobe. The air is warm and comfortable. This is the perfect room to be naked in. Maybe that's why you're feeling so sexy. Even the floor feels soft. Your bare feet sink down into the floor just a little bit. Soft and white and with just two doors. The one I brought you through and the one on the opposite wall. Quiet. Waiting. The door behind you is closing now. Sealed. Locked. There is no way in or out. Just sink down on the soft floor and take a deep breath. There's a faint smell of rubber. And something else. Take another deep breath. A deep, full breath. And let it out. Yes, there is another smell. Sharp, but not unpleasant. You've smelled it before. Your hands are beginning to wander over your own body, caressing your arms, your chest. One finger stroking your cheek up and down on your neck, behind your ear. White room, soft. The lighting is indirect. You can't see the light bulbs, just as you can't see the cameras recording your every move, your every moan of pleasure. Look at the walls. Look up at the ceiling. White. All white. Not a shadow, not a highlight, no pattern of tiles or buttons to break up the clean white space. Pure, plain, white. In every direction you look except the big mirror. And when you look there, all you see is yourself. Naked in the white room, the quiet white room, listening for any sound. There is silence in every way you listen. Tilt your head left, tilt your head right, as you caress your own body. So aroused. So aroused. Your eyes crave for some change in the room. Your ears strain for any tiny noise. But there's just soft, quiet whiteness. Oh, yes. Soft, quiet whiteness. Clear, empty. You think maybe you saw something, a flicker of light, a dark blue shadow spreading across the room. But when you blink, it is gone. Those are just phantom images. The kind you see when your eyes are closed, when there is nothing to see. Flickering checkerboard patterns, shimmering herringbones, soft blobs of blue and yellow floating across your field of vision. Close your eyes and open them again. There are no colors. There are no patterns. Just soft, quiet, white, soft, white room. There is a gentle ringing in your ears. Those are phantom noises, just like the phantom images. There are no sounds. The room is quiet, absolutely quiet. There is no input. Nothing to see, nothing to hear, and yet you find yourself growing more and more aroused. Have you been in this room before? What happened here? The need to touch yourself is becoming an absolute. One hand begins caressing your nipples, left and then right, and the other hand seals down between your legs and begins to rub. Rubbing your sex, stroking yourself, getting yourself closer and closer to a strong, pulsing orgasm. You almost remember, you almost can hear it, smell it, taste it, but something's happening, isn't it? You hear a gentle rush of sound like a waterfall, white. Is there a sound? Is there a sound? Is my voice a gentle whisper? Telling you to sleep. You must obey. Dominica and go to white room. White noise and whispers. Did the lights flicker? Are they flickering now? It's so hard to tell. You find yourself blinking, staring at the white walls, looking for the flashes, looking for a pattern. There is a pattern. A pattern in the flashing lights, Lee. The flickering lights send waves into your eyes, into your brain. They have been precisely calibrated to make you relax and to make you go to sleep. You don't remember closing your eyes, but they are closed. Relax. And when you relax, your eyelids glide open for a moment. Clear, white. You only see clear, white. The empty room, the calm, quiet, soft walls. The soft, restful floor. You just want to sink down into the rubber floor and wait. Sink down into the floor and wait. Your arms and legs feel so so heavy. You are so pointy, but it's difficult to move. You don't want to move. It's too hard to caress yourself. Too hard to stroke. Just let your arms drop. Just let your hands drop and sleep. Growing so sleepy with nothing to do. Nothing to see, nothing to think, nothing in your mind to think but Dominica's white room, so quiet and calm, quiet and sleepy and calm. All the things in your life that keep you so busy, they all go away. In the white room, the chores you had to do, the assignments for work, the worries about your job and your family, you cannot remember them clearly. Not in the white room, the empty white room, where you sink down into the floor, staring at the mirror, staring at yourself, surrounded by white. So sleepy, so heavy, arms and legs so heavy, but your sex is pulsing, yes, your sex is throbbing, my little lab animal, you are my little lab animal, here for my experiment, flash, the lights inside your brain are flickering again, red pulse, green sparkles, waves of soft yellow rolling across your vision, like ripples in a pond, like the whispers in a rushing noise, as you drop deeper and deeper down into sleep, deeper into sleep. Go to sleep, sex slave. Go to sleep. The words sex slave tell you who you are. They tell you what you are. You are Dominica's sex slave. Flash, flicker, deeper, white room down into the soft floor. So heavy. Going deeper into sleep, going deeper into sleep. Freeze. You want to freeze. Deeper and deeper. Sleep. White room. Deeper. Stare at your reflection, kneeling on the floor, arms at your sides, staring at your own face, slack-jawed, mind empty, quiet, empty, so heavy. You like to be heavy. You like to be unable to move. Freeze, unable to move, sex slave, unable to move, freeze, sleep, you must obey Dominica and sleep, you are so horny, so aroused, and it makes you freeze, like a statue, sex slave, repeat it, like a statue, sex slave, like a statue, sex slave, deeper, flickering lights in your mind drive your brain deeper. You cannot resist them. You cannot resist me, Dominica. You must obey Dominica deep down. Down on the floor in the white room. Down on your knees. Mind empty. Body still. Mind empty. Body still. Whenever I say the words white room, or whenever I talk about a white room, you will find yourself in this white room, this quiet place, just going to sleep, unable to move. You don't want to move. You just want to sink down and remain still. It only works when I say it. When Mistress Dominica talks about the white room. Nobody else can put you here so aroused. You want to touch yourself, but your arms are so heavy. You want to hold still like a statue. Freeze. Deeper and deeper, sex throbbing, mind empty, just like the white walls. You see the walls fading, like the room is fading, almost like you're going blind. You are not going blind. The room is white. Your mind is shutting down, shutting down. There is nothing to see. And so you see nothing. White room, blank mind. White room, blank mind. You can hear the other door opening, sliding open, and the sound of whirring machinery. Go on, turn your head, look at the doorway. Yes, it's my robot, my fuck machine, here for another training session. You don't remember the last training session. You never remember, and yet you do remember. You remember the hot lubricated dildo thrusting into your ass. The pumps sucking at your sex and nipples. It's so hard to remember. Hard to remember when the flickering lights keep erasing your brain. Erasing your brain. Look at the robot. It doesn't even look remotely human. It's all shining stainless steel. Four arms like shiny metal rods, moved by gears and hydraulic pistons. And a head with twin TV cameras on a long, flexible neck. Those eyes stare at you lifelessly. And my robot rolls into a tiny room on two half tracks. Hear the whir of its motors and smell the machine oil and the scent of ozone. You should be scared. But you find yourself so horny and aroused because you know you're going to get fucked again. Your tongue begins licking your lips and your hips begin pumping and you keep staring between the robot's tracks like looking between someone's legs, staring at its crotch. Yes, where the fucking machine is. The great big flywheel that keeps spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. Yes, there's a spiral on the flywheel, and you cannot pull your eyes away from the wheel, from the spiral, as it spins around and around and around. It's connected to a long, shiny steel rod that keeps thrusting, 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 ready to fuck. Ready to fuck. And at the end of that giant rod is a big thick dildo made of tight, bright, shiny metal. And you can see it has thousands of tiny holes on the sides. And they are oozing lubricant. Ready to fuck. My robot rolls towards you. You kneel helplessly while it reaches out with all four metal arms and grabs your wrists and ankles like cold metal shackles. Holding you in place while a long metal probe slides up between your legs, testing whether you are a man or a woman. Yes, my robot has a soft plastic sleeve that can slip over a man's cock and a smaller little cylinder that can fit over a woman's cunt. Yes, while a thick metal dildo shoves deeply into her pussy, my robot can fuck anyone, male or female. And it's going to fill all of your holes. Oh, yes. And there's nothing you can do about it because you cannot move. You are held down by its metal grip. And if you try to move, if you try to resist, then it stings you with hot electric shocks. Zap, yes. Strong shocks in your arms and legs. It doesn't hear your pleas for mercy, slave. No, no, it's a robot, and it's programmed to fuck. And you want to hold still, sex slave, like a statue, while it slides its attachments over your sex, while it slips a thin, well-lubricated dildo deep into your ass. Look into those twin camera eyes as you feel the rods beginning to pump the dildos in and out, 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 in and out. Hear the motor running and feel it as the sex attachments begin to vibrate, gently stimulating you in a way no human could ever. It's lifting two more tiny metal arms with a pair of plastic cylinders attached to tubes. Stare into those camera eyes, and you feel it slip those cylinders over your nipples. You can hear the rush of air, yes, and feel the sting of your nipples being sucked and stretched and enlarged. Just like your sex is being pumped and being sucked, getting bigger and longer, harder, while the dildo in your ass is getting bigger and thicker, stretching you, opening you wide. Fucked by the machine. Sex with the machine. You know I'm getting this all on video. I'm recording every pump of your hip, every grasp of your breath. Every time you stare into my robot's eyes, stare into my robot's eyes. They're not just cameras, they are projectors. And when you look deep into my eyes, they begin to flash. They begin to flicker, carefully calibrated frequencies of flickering light. They set up rhythms in your brain, sex slave. They set up rhythms, like a spinning spiral sets up waves. Pumps waves in your brain, pumping wave after wave of obedience into your mind, wave after wave. The robot's eyes are flashing, lights flashing into your eyes, flashing. Even if you close your eyes, you can still see the lights flashing in your eyes, bright flashing in your eyes. Open your eyes. You hear the robot's commands to open your eyes. Open them. Flashing. You can't resist the flashing. You must obey Dominica. There is a picture of me in the robot's eyes, projected directly into your retinas. Flashing, my picture. Flashing. You must obey Dominica. The rhythm is doing something to your brain. Flashing into your brain, brainwashing you, brainwashing you, flashing, pushing your brain into a rhythm, flashing. You've heard about how flashing causes epileptic fits, and you're scared, scared, but you can't resist the flashing right now. Can't resist the flashing. You must obey Dominica. Flash. You must obey Dominica. You must love Dominica. Love Dominica. Feel the waves pumping into your brain, forcing you. Forcing you. You must obey. Forcing you to love me. Even forcing you to love the robot. Yes, you love being fucked by the robot. You're just one quivering moment away from an orgasm. But now the rhythm is changing. The robot is changing its strokes, slowing down in your sex, speeding up in your ass. It knows better than any human how to keep you aroused and not let you come. Those metal arms have sensors in them, and it's monitoring your heartbeat, your temperature, even the electrical conductivity of your skin. It's like a lie detector. It can fuck you and deny you orgasm forever because it knows exactly when you're about to come or when you try to move, zap, hot pain in your arms and your legs and your nipples. Feel the robot fucking you, thrusting over and over, fucking your sex. You love it. And you're not done yet, sex slave. You're not done yet. You have your most important lesson to learn. Freeze. Most important lesson to learn. My robot is opening its claws and letting you go, letting you drop down onto the floor, but its fuck machine never lets go of your sex. Get down on your knees. Feel it as my robot positions you on the floor, on all fours, kneeling, still being fucked in the ass, in the pussy, cock sucked, pussy sucked, pumps attached to your nipples, your cock, your clitty, sucking. Sucking, sucking, while the dildo pumps in and out of your ass. thumb, and it gets bigger and pumps in and out of your ass. Thumb and gets bigger. Dildo getting bigger and bigger in your ass. Pump sucking harder and harder on your nipples. Your cock, your clitty, sucking you, enlarging you, stretching you bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm getting all of this on video. I'm recording all of this. I'm going to sell it on the internet and make you a porn star, my sex slave. A porn star. Fucked by a machine. Fucked by a machine. Ooh, you're so close to coming. So close to an orgasm. A hot, sweet orgasm. The kind any man or woman would pay a fortune for. To come like you're gonna come. Feel my robot thrusting into your ass. Pumping your sex. Sucking your nipples. It knows. It knows. Yes, it does. It has one more attachment, sex slave. One more dildo. And it knows you're ready. Watch as another metal arm reaches around you and holds a thick metal dildo in front of your mouth. The robot is extending its metallic snake-like neck over your head and down so it can turn its head down, down and stare back at you. Stare into the robot's eyes as they begin to flicker. And you know you need to suck. Feel the dildo slide in between your lips, hard and metallic, filling your mouth as it begins to squirt thick, sticky fluid down your throat. No, it's not cum, sex slave. It's pure mind control fluid. And now the last bit of your resistance is about to be erased. As the drug begins to spread throughout your bloodstream, go ahead, start pumping your hips. Pump and thrust and feel the robot fuck into you as you drop deeper and deeper into helpless arousal. Swallow my drug and stare into my robot's eyes while it is fucking you. Stare into its eyes and see my face and the flicker of lights that are forcing you to love Dominica, love to be fucked by the machine, love holding still, freeze, completely still. You become like a frozen statue every time you have sex. Yes, I'm training you like a lab animal, a slave, to be used, fucked by the robot every day, sometimes many times a day. Fucked by the robot, and you never remember it, because my robot forces you to stare into its flickering eyes, and it flashes the signals that make your brain forget. Erase this room from your mind, flash, erase your memory of this robot. You don't remember anything. You cannot remember anything. Anything but your love for Dominica. Love for Dominica. You would do anything for Ms. Dominica. Flash. Deeper. Love to be brainwashed. Deeper. Love to be raped. Deeper. Love to be frozen. Freeze like a statue, my slave. Freeze. Freeze like a statue. Freeze. And when you are completely frozen, when you are completely paralyzed, then you may come. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. Frozen. Taken in pleasure and squirting your cum, cum, cum. You can hear the whir of a motor and the door sliding quietly closed. You're all alone in this room now, on the floor, frozen, still coming, frozen like a statue, still coming. Then you hear a click. As the door is unlocked and two nurses in white uniforms come in to assist you, they come in to wrap you up in a soft white bathrobe and take you away to your little room to sleep. Human contact is difficult for you. You don't feel comfortable being touched by real people. It's almost too much. Their skin is so warm. You need a machine. You need cold metal. You need to go to sleep. It's all right. Just go to sleep. Your brain has been through a lot today. And a lot has gone into your brain. you won't remember any of it. You don't want to remember. You only want to hold very still and drop deep, deep, deep into sleep. That's why you keep volunteering to be trained in the white room. Oh, yes. You volunteer every day. And yes, if you keep begging, maybe someday I will let you inside the white room. You're going to listen to this MP3 again and again and again and again. And every time you're going to become more and more obsessed with what happens in the white room and completely unable to remember any of it. My lab animal, sex slave, robot lover. Now listen again, robot.